This episode of Rob's Basement is brought to you by Malicious Mischief. Grab your copy on DriveThruRPG or Schwab Entertainment. Warning, this podcast is not safe for work, home, school, kids, pets, anyone or anything that is squeamish, easily offended, or overly religious. You have been warned. Welcome to Rob's Basement, where we drink beer while playing, testing, and talking about all things Schwab Entertainment. If you make it to the end of the podcast, please share and comment.
All right. Well, welcome to yet another episode of Rob's Basement. And I think all of us are deeply excited to be here. We would not want to do anything else like drink, which is why we're bringing beer here anyway, or sodas. So, and drink and dropping peanuts into a moose head because...
Diddle's making a comeback. What's up?
This is what Diddles does. Yeah.
That's what a Diddle do.
This is what a Diddle will do. So what we're going to do is we're going to start off with, for the kids, telling us who the fuck we're playing. And if you want to announce who the fuck you are, you can do that too. You can also give de plume or whatever. And then we'll kind of do a sort of recap, which I'm going to piece together through the Swiss cheese of my memory. And we'll get started. So why don't we start with Dan...
Guess I can't use a nom de plume now.
Huh? No, because I cheated and I broke that.
All right, I'm still playing Dugan Stonecarver, the dwarven magician wizard who specializes in technomancy.
Let's see, what did I roll? I am a goblin rogue thief named Joe Jackoff. I refuse to wear shoes. I'm completely hairless.
All right. We'll just call you by Joe Jackoff.
JJ for short.
Yeah, it's good. I like it.
I refuse to wear shoes.
Shoeless. You know.
Shoeless Joe. Jackoff.
Shoeless Joe Jackoff. All right. Tell us about your people, Dustin. Or I'm sorry, I violated your privacy there.
It's Dixie. Dixie Enormous.
I am Horus, a human warrior fighter. I come from what seems to be a family dedicated to public service and drug addiction and street thievery. I'm a devout follower of the new god and a trim 151 pounds. I think that's all that's really important.
That's probably nails it. All right, Greg, sing us a song for people.
I'm playing Shadow, a Faerun rogue silhouette that the party found living in town, stuck in a house with a little girl. So he thought I was a real cat.
Right. Okay, that's not creepy at all. Good. And Diddle, what's going on with you?
I am Diddle the Orc. I am ugly, average build. I am kind and thoughtless, but my personality is just to kill everything. It's a bit of a dichotomy. Since my comeback, I have become an artist and a torturer. and I am just a warrior fighter. So we'll see how this shit shakes out.
All right.
What kind of artist are you?
Yes. Probably a very bad one.
Torture is your
art. Yeah, I was going to say, is torture your art?
I've yet to come up with a story for that because I'm kind, even though I want to kill things. So I'm assuming that I torture people, but I'm like, if I'm going to cause them pain, at least I'll draw designs in them.
Make music with their screams.
You just bedazzle people until they can't be bedazzled anymore.
That must be what I do.
All right, well, that's fun. All right, so the last time we played this game, it was months and months ago, you had rescued this priestess and a bunch of orphans from a slave wagon that was going back to Kakris, the capital of the Fallen Empire. And shortly after that, you got together with her, and she convinced you that she was going to perform some magical ritual bullshit. And in this ritual, she was going to save everyone and do all sorts of stuff to kind of keep the front line solid and repel the orc invaders. There were three parts to this particular quest because that's the easiest way to do this. The first one was to, what was the first one? Somebody give me a hand.
We had to get a whole bunch of money from a wagon.
Right.
Money.
So you robbed a wagon train and you made your way back. You have and bringing tons of gold and other fine objects of of art and so on. The second trip was to go to find a relic or magic of some worthy
rank,
power.
I think it was a rank 5 spell, wasn't it? Yeah.
Right. And so he went to the Crooked Tower and negotiated a way for you to take the incantation of some particularly nasty spell and made your way and made off with it as well. What was the third?
There's a flower in the woods somewhere.
Right. That's exactly
that's
right.
The detail that I know.
Right. Okay.
It's been a long time for me also.
Okay, so you, having returned to the encampment, and this encampment has been beset by orc invaders, we've also dealt with the plague. There have been all sorts of other skullduggery and nastiness that's happened here as well. But so far, the refugees, the numbers are still growing. Soldiers, there are enough of them to kind of repel the orc invaders that are trying to break through the lines into the Holy Kingdom of God, also known as the Holy Kingdom. And you have managed to get back with this incantation and deliver it to...
Sala?
Sala. Like salad, but without the D. All right, so...
Love DM myself.
No, I got all the dead people's names.
Okay, so you have you. So Sala has taken the scroll. Thank you very much, and has patted you on the back as you're making your way to go collect the sacred herb that is necessary for the ritual. Now she's described this thing as it looks like a thistle. It's purple. It's got purple spines at the top, and it's got purple leaves around it. Grows on a green stem. It's got four big leaves, like tulip leaves. It has a weird odor of kind of somewhat spoiled mayonnaise. So it's not a very popular flower, but it's supposed to have a flower. But it does have some potential healing properties, which is crucial for her to perform this particular ritual. And she knows that this grows in a small wood. Just to the north, only a day away.
Seems fair enough. We've handled worse. We can go get a flower.
All right. Well, sadly, the rest of your companions have either gone off to do other things, but you've recruited some new ones. We've got Jack, and we've got Horace, Joe.
Jackoff.
Joe Jackoff. We have Joe, Horace, and Diddle have returned from the hinterlands.
An art sabbatical.
An art sabbatical, perfecting your craft. And so you have new allies to accompany you to this destination of doom and death. All right. Any preparation you want to make before you go?
Yes, I would like to crinkle this paper up while no one's talking.
Good plan.
Indeed.
Good. Very good.
Continue.
No, I don't.
We did another take on that. I didn't.
Okay. I did a question.
So
when I rolled for my new interesting thing, is I got a phylactery with a paper with one word on it, but I can't read. And since I'm an artist now, I wanted to write that one word all over my stuff. My simple now.
Okay.
I don't know what a phylactery is though.
A phylactery is a small container. Usually houses sacred script. You might wear a phylactery as a little box as a headband on your head, because that usually contains prayers that you would, being close to your brain or your body, you would be able to offer it up to God or on your arm or whatever. In D&D land, a phylactery is something that a lich would put its soul in. In your case, it would be a little box.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll tie that to my sword then and then paint that symbol everywhere.
Right. Now, that word, anybody else read the common tongue?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's obedience. That's the word.
Okay.
All right, so no other preparations?
Once this drink, Ovaltine.
Is there any...
Son of a bitch.
See Rock City.
How, like... I know, you know, we've been beset, but, like, is there any way to, like... We can restock on anything? Like, potions or anything?
You can buy up to 3 potions.
Okay.
And the front lines, the battle lines have driven you. You've been driven back about a mile from your original camp. Sala has her base of operations where she's been preparing for this ritual in a large tent that's in the, kind of the center. She's been keeping it on the DL since she started this work. So no one else knows about it except for you guys. You've been acting as her agents.
Yeah, I feel we don't trust her for shit, but we're helping her anyway just because it's cool.
Okay.
What could go wrong?
Yeah, nothing's going to go wrong. All right, purple flowers, little spikes on it, sort of like what Shrek sent Donkey after at one point.
That's the goal. At least that's what she tells you.
All right, can we get horses?
Sure, I don't give a shit.
All right. So we butcher those. Now we have enough rations.
Right, you have plenty of food to eat.
Where's Noser?
Noser is marching off to Massachusetts with Shelf
on his back. Got you.
All right, well, yeah, we'll take horses and make our way towards the wood.
Okay, it's about a day away. And you guys, and here's just for the kids at home, so I look like I'm, or sound like I'm doing something. Yeah, nothing happens on your way up to the woods. You have a nice camp on the way. You see streams of smoke rising from the southwest from your position, suggesting more conflict on the borders, but nothing else untoward. Until you get to the edge of the tree line, and you see this forest. You saw it from about a couple miles away, and it's this weird gray smudge that forms. It kind of grows up on the horizon. As you get closer to it, it looks like all the leaves on the trees of this wood are just gray and sickly. Most of them are shriveled up. It's a deciduous forest, so it's also springtime for Hitler. It's odd that they're all kind of shriveled up and falling. But you see, and it's fairly dense. There's a lot of undergrowth, but most of the undergrowth are brambles and vines, morning glories, and the like. All right. So anyway, you back? You back?
You're live. I got that.
Good stream, Rob.
Good stream. Good steady stream of urine. It all came out just fine. All right. So here we are. You've got the woods. It's about 30 yards in front of you. It's this line of dead or twisted trees. There's a lot of undergrowth that I described before. You're on your horses. What are you guys going to do? It is spring, so it's warm, and there are mosquitoes that are chewing on any non-clockworks in your group, which would be all of you, if I've got it correct.
You are correct.
All right.
What time did you say it was?
Late afternoon.
How that
whining cicada sound.
How crammed together are these trees?
So close together that it's going to be slow going.
Could I travel through the top of them as Cat?
You could try.
All right.
Do you have a backup character, by the way?
No, but I could make one. Actually, I probably got a couple I could come up with quickly.
Okay, good. Just want to make sure that you're covered.
Yeah.
Where did she say this spiky purple flower was? Like in the dead center by all the dead stuff?
She doesn't know exactly where. Okay. She says it's been known to grow there.
Okay.
By who? That's cryptic.
I know. Go collect 4 livers from war beasts and bring it back for your quest result. Right.
And the first 30 don't even have a liver.
They don't. You have to wait for the spawn the litter.
You have to wait for the green war beast instead of the gray war beast.
Right. All right, so you're there, 30 yards in front of you, tree line.
Yeah.
Lots of undergrowth. Horses impatient, whooping at random.
Continue forward. Mm-hmm. We've got to get right in there and get the power.
Is there any sort of path?
You scan, from what you can see in your field of vision, you don't see any path big enough to accommodate you. Keep in mind, you're still 90 feet away, but you don't see any kind of breaks or game trails that go in at all. It's all just kind of overgrown with tall grasses and brambles and other
stuff. Does grass and everything kind of stop at the forest, too?
You're walking, you're moving through a field of grass that's kind of growing about 1.5-2 feet tall, but there's more kind of weeds that are growing in between the trees.
Does the road kind of skirt around this wood?
You've been following a road.
We just weren't going on.
Cross country.
Okay, so I was just like, the grass isn't dead once it hits the forest.
No. Mm-hmm. Relying on Diddle's keen navigation sense.
Well, he found you there, didn't he?
You got here. I don't know. No one knows how, but you got here.
Diddle deserves a cookie.
I give him a cookie. we'll continue towards the forest's edge slowly on horseback.
All right. You put your heels in the sides of the various beasts, some of which seem to be a little upset about this, but you make your way forward and you get closing in. You're now, it's 30 yards, you're now 20 yards away, 10 yards away, 5 yards away, and now you're pretty close, 15 feet.
Mm-hmm.
The horses are not seeing a really good clear path to go in, as the trees are a little tight. The distance between them is a little narrow.
You guys want to go along the edge or just go in?
Could skirt the edge, see if there's an entry point somewhere.
Yeah.
All right. Get it all worked out.
Mm-hmm.
Will you go left or right as you're going to massage the exterior?
Left is always right.
Left is always
right. All right, so you follow the tree line around to the left. We're going to say that would be the west. And you follow that for a good bit. And then you, as you're running, as it's kind of turning, as you're following the trees, kind of the fort, you're on the edge, it kind of turns to the north. You see over to your, just ahead, there's a break in the trees. And there is a path that has been laid out with stones and that have laid down some of the grass. There's still some weeds between them, but that path does go into the woods.
Could call their jack off. Let's follow the path. I mean, it can't be. It's a stone path. It has to be safe, right?
Yeah, that's what stone paths are for.
Of course. We're going to get you a handy when we get back to town.
Excellent.
Well, I'm jealous. One of those. Game masters never get handies. All right, anyway, so...
no one ever touches me. It'll go
they were shoeless.
Both, actually. Did I forget to mention the hairless part?
Hairless, shoeless, Joe Jacob. Perfect. All right. You're kind of like something I shit once. All right, so...
That's why no one touches me.
All right, so we're on the stone pathway.
You see a stone. The stones have been laid out to form this pathway. They're regular-sized stones. They're regular-shaped stones, and they're about the same size, maybe 6 to 10 inches across. They've been laid out in a higgledy-piggledy fashion that does peter out after maybe a dozen yards or so outside of the woods. Inside, just within the tree line, you see there are two short, stubby statues that flank this path going in. Each statue is pretty old, and most of the features have been worn down, but it does suggest maybe a man-at-arms warrior-type figure holding a sword in front, perhaps a helmet, maybe a suggestion of a beard. And the statues seem to be the same, although they're spotted with lichen and bird droppings. The path winds its way into the woods. You get about 10 yards of visibility before it turns around trees. You can't see where it goes.
Anybody want to put the statues, or we want to keep on trucking?
Let's truck.
Old statues, whatever. They're boring.
All right. Old, boring statues, we don't care. We're trucking on.
Sure. Who's going in first?
You work. I mean, Diddle loves going first.
Diddle always goes first.
Yeah.
Okay, Diddle. You are kneeing your horse into the woods. Your horse, you get a sense your horse seems to be a little upset. It's whickering and whinnying and doing other words for horse sounds coming out of its body, aside from its occasional and sporadic poop.
Farting.
Tail flicking.
So, well, then Diddle gets off and leaves the horse behind.
All right. Diddle, you drop off. You drop to the ground. As soon as you do, you feel a hot, fetid wind coming out from the trees down like the path as if it was kind of snaking its way towards you. It smells of spoiled meat, like your ex-wife for 200 Alex.
Does she listen to this?
Who doesn't? Most of the population.
That's a good point. All right, well, seeing
him, probably don't care. Okay. Just keep trucking.
Right. Seeing Diddle dismount, I will dismount, grab the reins, and tie my horse and Diddle's horse off to one of the statues.
Okay, what about the rest of you?
Well, everybody's doing it. I'm going to do the same.
Diddle jump off the bridge.
Yeah, jump off the bridge.
Yeah. There might be something cool down there.
Yeah, anything from art?
Bringing up the rear.
All right, so you dismount.
Waiting for something bad to happen to people.
Tie off your horses, and you are, and you head in. The first thing, you take a few steps along that path, and almost immediately it seems to get darker and gloomier. The smell of spoiled meat fills your nostrils. The air temperature drops a little bit, so it's kind of cool compared to what it was outside. You also, as you're looking around the trees, you see shapes, dark, shadowy shapes, kind of weird, misshapen figures. Moving between the trees all around you.
Diddle's going to pull out his writing pad and try and record this for art later.
Okay.
In terrible stick figure fashion.
Who followed you in?
Drinks. Oh, I'm following.
All right, so you're second.
I'm following. Yeah.
We're all following.
Third,
the
fourth.
Fifth.
Got it. All right. Diddle pauses as he's sketching his things. You're also seeing these shapes. Give me perception rolls, you three, not you in the back. So roll each 20 and add your perception modifier to it.
I'm
over
10.
You got it.
Yeah, I got a 20 plus 21.
21, you made it, you made it. All right, so the three of you, as Diddle is sketching these shapes that are moving through between the trunks, you, all three of you, see just down the path, just the very edge where it turns, you see there is something that's kind of jabbing up and out and kind of over the top of the path. And this thing that you see at first look like a damaged tree, maybe a lightning-struck tree, but it's not. It appears to be a woman or a man, you can't really tell the gender from this distance, that has been bound with the arms tied behind his or her back. And the only thing you can see about it that makes it stand out is that what looks like part of the burned-out branch is a face that's turned towards you, mouth open wide, so wide the jaw has been broken, and eyes sewn shut. And it's peering your way.
Is it moving?
No. Okay. It's just kind of bound to something and sticking up out over the path.
Okay. There's a guy who's fucked up up ahead. Want to go check him out? He looks more interesting than the statues.
Yeah. Go find a new path.
Diddle, have you been here before?
I've looked at once.
But Diddle wants to record this. Diddle gets really excited and wants to go record the gruesome thing.
Do you go forward to get a good look at it? Touch it with your penis.
It combines all of Diddle's interests. Death and art.
All of his interests.
It looks tortured. Literally a tortured artist.
All right, Diddle, you scamper up the path as much as an orc can scamper. And you get to, and as I mentioned, the path had turned. So this is kind of out at the point of the turn. As you get close to this, it appears to be a woman. The woman's been mutilated in awful ways, and you see that there are sticks and twigs that are stabbing out of the body at weird points all over.
Like it's been growing out of it, or just been stuck in?
Well, it seems like it was growing out of it, but somebody intentionally made it look that way, having jammed shit into the body, and then covered up with poop to kind of hold it in place. The eyes have been sewn shut, but with crude stitching. The hair is all pulled up on the top and is kind of and greased to a spike.
It's not a good look.
Not a good look. And it is tied to a spear, a thick hafted spear that's been driven into the rooty soil.
What? Have you seen that body?
I kind of want that spear.
All right, well, she's hanging on it, so you have to...
That's fine.
Cut her off or something.
Shear it around a little bit.
Just like, I appreciate the art for a second, and then my desire for the spear overcomes me, and I just, like, uproot it and just, like, rip it out.
All right, so you uproot the spear with a body attached to it. It's pretty heavy, but as you do...
It's an orc.
Right, you're big and strong and made of meat. As you do, I need all of you to give me perception rolls with one bane.
I apologize. Zittle's really dumb.
11.
And he's going to get you all into a lot of trouble, I apologize.
19, sorry.
15. 9.
All right. 10s or less. You are, I'm sorry, 9s or less. You were surprised. Anybody higher than that is not. Get this out of the way.
You don't need those initiative cards for this game?
We don't need initiative cards for this game. So no chance of rolling the Mercer for initiative.
No, can't do it.
All right. So we've got 4 of these things. 1... 2 and 3 plus the 4th. We've got Dan, you're a dwarf, right?
I am.
And Jay's a goblin, so we'll just use that for you. And you're a big badass human, so we'll use that for you. You're.
So it's fair. Just use a little bit of green dude with the staff right there.
This one?
And that one.
This one? Yeah. All right. And the orc, we're going to do that one for you. All right. So we've got a little path, and for the kids at home, we're using miniatures for this, because why not? So here's a path that goes all the way through, and you see that's a turn, and this is where the body had been sticking out. Diddle, you're there. I'm going to put the rest of you back over here when the shit goes sideways. You were up front...
Goblins in the back.
Goblins all the way in the back. And
right there, yeah.
Perfect. All right. So bursting
out. Where are the statues?
The statues are back over here.
Okay.
Bursting out of the woods on all sides, you have one here, this big, scary motherfucker, another one over here, another one over here, and another one over here. These are big, purple, hairy, multi-armed things. In their faces, eyes, nose, all that stuff are embedded in their torsos. They have big, swinging junk that is stiff from excitement, and it is throbbing. You can see the veins that go wrapping around it. It's like a fucking roadmap to Nebraska. And you see these things come lurching out of the woods, gibbering and hooting as they're lurching forward to attack.
All right, so no parlay.
No parlay.
All right.
Hold on, let's get the token of doom.
So just for the kids at home, right, what does surprise mean, you know, to explain?
So if you're surprised, you don't get to take a turn during the first round.
But I mean, I knew that.
You knew that.
I make sure that all of them are...
As my proofreader and editor supreme, you knew that.
Don't doubt me.
You knew that. All right, so fast turns. And remember, on a fast turn, you can use an action or move up to your speed.
How big are these things?
They are size 2, as indicated by the models.
Okay.
He's proofreading your text over here.
I know he's got typos in it. I did it very fast. Very, very fast.
I've heard that about you.
Yeah, and then you wrote this.
I did. Both. Was there an error? Was there a mechanical error? Or was there just bullshit?
There's a yor-yor.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
I'll take it. I'll take your apology under consideration.
All right.
You definitely picked out the game-breaking mechanical error.
Okay. The edge too. Did I do one of those?
If I die because of this typo,
that's yours.
I'm going slow.
All right. Anybody taking a fast turn? Once, twice, three times?
Yeah, yep. I'm going to go.
What you doing, Farron?
So, since I'm...
hot as balls?
Yeah, but I'm trying to figure my size here. Give me a second. I think I'm a size half. Yeah, can I fit like through these trees easily?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
No difficult terrain for you. Now, you did leave his reach though, so he's going to pound on your butthole.
As a surprise action.
With his map to Nebraska.
With his map to Nebraska.
I'm going to use a triggered action also and impose a bane on him with Shadow Guard.
With a bunch of angry farmers. Alright, so here we go. Normally I have 2 boons my attack, but because you impose a bane, it's just 1. We rolled a 2, 5, plus 6 is going to be an 11 defense.
No.
All right, Hail Satan. Anyone else going in fast? Once, twice, 3 times, lady. We're going my turn on fast. This little poor bastard at the back, which I believe is the goblin, this guy is going to go and fist you with... he can only do Fist of Fury to you, so he's just going to pound on you.
Okay.
That is a 12 plus 6 is 18 defense.
What kind of day is it?
Afternoon. But you only take 9 damage.
Any deep shadows anywhere? Mm.
Yeah, once you get past about here, you're in deep shadows. You're in full dark. You're almost in full darkness.
Okay.
No.
All right, this guy over here, the big white Girulon figure, is going to Fist of Fury both of you. Which would be you and you.
Oh, okay.
So I got to make a fist attack against each one of you. The first one on dwarf. That is a 25, 31 defense. Or 16 damage. Sorry.
Okay, I'm injured.
All right, and coming for the Horus. With the your Horus. That's a 21 defense.
Yeah.
Please accept only 8 damage. All right. Unfortunately, Diddle, you've got 2 on you. They're only going to fist you once each, but let's see what happens. The first one's a 27 for 12 damage. The second one is a 16.
Nope.
Okay. You dodge the second one. So they just kind of flail around with their fist.
How much was the first one?
12.
Check the tapes.
Check the tapes! All right, that brings us to slow turns. So these guys are hooting and screaming, and they're pounding on you.
I whip out my map to Nebraska and start hooting and hollering. Do I think I have a chance of communicating?
You don't. You feel like that probably wouldn't work because you don't have enough limbs.
Okay.
Or enough junk.
Then I am going to wait and see what our awesome-looking human does first.
I'm going to swing my bastard sword at the nearest critter.
All right, I like it. Do it. Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Yeah.
Don't forget your boons.
Yeah, you might need some of those.
Yeah, I'm going to need some.
We got six fortune to spend?
I get one boon. So that puts me at 7.
Plus your strength modifier.
Oh. 11. So...
Yeah, plus 4.
21. Oh, plus 4. Sorry. 11.
So I get shit for you. You're 20. All right. All right. So you completely miss.
Ah, swish.
All right. Anybody else going on slow turns?
Yep. I am going to move back.
Is that the manual?
Move that direction towards the peanut beer.
All right.
It'll probably... Nope, I'm not in the red.
I'm sorry.
I have the back banner.
You go over here?
No, I'm going straight back towards the beer. Straight.
Straight that way.
Yep.
All right, you are in reach.
Yep, that one's going to get a swing. But I'm going to go... There you go, great. Perfect. All right. He's going to miss anyway by rolling a 1.
28.
That does hit by a lot.
By a lot.
For 14 damage.
Holy fuck. All right, I've taken 28 of my 30. Jeez. All right, then I'm going to drop a bolt thrower directly in front of me.
One bolt thrower.
Say you want some bottle caps?
Yeah, we're good. There we go. Right in front of you. Big crossbow turret takes shape right in front of the dwarf, and it's starting to pinpoint its targets. Anybody else can go on slow?
No, we haven't gone.
We did fast. We haven't finished this round. You have not yet taken. Were you surprised?
I was pulling a spear out of a body.
You still take a turn. You were.
I didn't. You didn't tell me to take a check. So I just assumed I was.
Give me a quick check.
Okay. Nope.
Right.
I am totally surprised.
You were surprised. Look at the spear.
So that's everybody.
Just first round out. Yeah. Right, for the listeners?
Mm-hmm. Yep, we're almost to the end of the first round. You've yet not yet taken a turn, my hairless shoes.
Right.
Joe Jackoff.
So, end of the round, crossbow turn.
Wait, Joe Jackoff has to do his thing. You want to do something?
You were surprised.
Sorry, I forgot about that. Everybody's gone. Go ahead, Jared.
All right, I am going to shoot at the... Yep, that one.
All right, he'll be number 2.
11 plus 5, 16 defense.
All day long.
Take 6 damage and another d6. 12 damage, motherfucker.
All right, so the bolt leaps from the turret, strikes him. He grunts for a moment, but yet he still seems to have plenty of vitality left to contend with you poor bastards.
All
right. Anybody else, go ahead and take it to the end of the round. Any of the other end of the round stuff. Once, twice, 3 times. Fast turns. Everyone who was surprised last round can now engage in the fight.
Going fast.
Do your thing.
Spell recovery. I get back my use of bolt thrower and heal 7 damage.
Alrighty. Anybody else can do? Anybody else going fast?
Mm-hmm. How long does it take for me to? Would it take for me to ready?
Nothing. But you are 1 yard away from that dude, so he's out of your reach. You'll have to move to get to him. You could charge, but that would give you a bane in your attack roll.
Well, even Devil knows he's outclassed by 2 of these motherfuckers. So he's going to pull out his shield and scimitar, which he acquired.
Yep.
And run at the already injured one because he wants to kill it.
All right, so you get 2 free attacks against you, but you do it. This is a charge. So you get a bane of your attack roll.
Move on a little curve so that only the red one gets a free attack?
He's leaving threatened.
So oh,
he's
leaving threatened.
Fuck you, Schwab. That's a 13, 19 defense.
With my shield, I have exactly 19.
All right, one hits. And the other one is also a hit.
Damn it. I might be dead already.
24 damage.
Okay.
As they pound on you as you move away. Any other fast turns?
Yeah, I'm going to...
Where is Shelt when we need him?
No
shit. It's his fault if we don't.
Do I get to attack the guy?
Oh, he's you. With a bane, because you charged.
All right, so I have no negatives since I've already got a bane or a boon to my attack.
Perfect.
So, 14.
You missed by 1.
I am going to use a fortune.
I didn't add that because I was confused about how that works.
Oh, so add your strength to your attack, your strength modifier.
Okay, so I got 17.
17 is a hit.
I'm going to use a fortune.
Give me some damage. You do not add your strength modifier to the damage roll.
Okay. So that is 9 damage.
9 damage, number 2. He is almost injured. Nicely done. Anybody else going on fast?
I'll swing my bastard sword again.
All right, you swing at it. Thing is shrieking in your face.
I got a 15.
Right in the nose.
10.
10 damage. Nicely done. He is still up, but he is wheeling and wobbling. Anybody else going on fast?
Yeah, so I might have missed this when I was leveling my character, but I'm level 5, but I only have a dagger. Like, should I have more than that, right?
Let's give you,
Would that have been in here?
Just give yourself a rapier for a 1d6 plus 1 damage.
All right.
It's vastly superior to a d3.
I also forgot, I attack against their agility.
Oh, that...
Technically, when you start at that level, there's a little tiny chart in there telling you how much money you should spend to get yourself up to
par. Okay, yeah.
But it's, like, not right there when you're doing it.
No, I think it's right around the gear area when you start to get that. It talks about
it. Might actually be in the game after chapter. Anyway, it doesn't matter. All right, you're good to go. You should have some better armor, too. What's your strength?
9.
You should have soft leather armor if you don't have it already, so it gives you a plus 1 to your defense.
Okay.
And would you like a range weapon?
Sure.
How about a pistol?
You got a pistol?
Yep.
All right.
And you got plenty of ammunition. You got it. All right.
What's that?
You have plenty of ammunition.
Okay.
All right. Anybody else going to go on? Also, give yourself 3 potions of healing potions because you're a sensual naked goblin.
I'm going to use skirmish to move 5 yards towards Dugan, but I'm going to attack that dude
on your way
in his roadmap.
You're going to attack his roadmap?
Yeah.
Got it.
If he doesn't have a reason to want to bone me, maybe he won't attack anymore.
That's true, that's true. If you could pierce a boil at the end of his roadmap.
Oh, there's a nice boil that's a target?
It's a shuddering boil with an eyeball.
Staring me in my short goblin face.
With 9 eyelashes. 5 on the top, 4 on the bottom.
It's winking at you.
Alright, so I'm going to use skirmish, attack. That's a 19.
All this.
4. Hold on, I'm still just doing all the math.
Sure.
23... back down to 17, but then I can use
trickery, take out that
to just negate that. Yep. Yeah. All right, so we'll stick with the 23,
and that is a hit by 5.
All right, so I got 1d6, another d6 with the trickery. Yeah.
Yep.
You're 5. Are you a rogue?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you also get a d6 for dirty tricks.
That's what I was looking at. Does that count as one boon? Because
the boon disappears.
Yeah, so okay. I can't use dirty tricks for using trickery.
Right.
So I guess it's just going to be 2d6.
Yeah, one should come from skirmish, one should come from the other.
So 5.
5 damage.
But it was a critical.
But you do get exploit opportunity because you did by 5, so you get to attack again.
Well, oh, right, yeah.
Take a
okay.
Turn.
Well, right, yeah, you get to go again.
Oh, yeah, hold on. So I exceeded by 5.
Yeah.
Got 20 plus.
Yeah.
So with the whole other turn, does that mean you can move and attack again?
Depends on
when
you take it. If you go fast again, it's move or action. If you wait to save that extra turn for slow, you can move and use an action.
And trigger.
So if you go slow, and then you could go slow again, so you can move and attack and then move and attack if you did it right. That's kind of, I hadn't thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's only if I do another 20 plus, though, right?
No, you only get that benefit once per round. You can take another turn any point before the end of the round. So you take it on fast, you can do one or two things. You take it on slow, you can do both things. Those things would be move and or use an action. Does that make sense?
So basically, you just get to go.
You get a whole other turn.
Right, I just get to go again. Maybe it sounds like I get to go again twice, possibly.
No, just once.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Just once.
Clear.
Crystal, like mud. Yeah.
So... I think that was just still 5 damage, and then I will wait till slow round.
All right. Anybody else going on fast? Great. I'm going to pound some pavement. Let's see. One is going to... You need to get far enough away from that guy, so he's going to pound on you. Joe Jackoff.
I didn't move far enough away?
You did not. You're still within his reach. That was a 21 defense.
Yep.
For 13 damage.
I'm injured.
And then we've got the other guy. He is going to Fist of Fury. He's going to get all three of you.
I'm going to spend a shadow to give him a bane.
Check. Darn, that one for you. That is a 17.
That'll hit.
For 15 damage. And Dustin, that's a 31.
To hit.
For 12 damage. And who is that?
That's me.
That's you, and that's you, and that's Diddle. All right.
Now.
And Diddle, here's your Christmas goose early this year. That's a 16, 22. Yeah. For 15 damage.
And Diddle's down already.
No. He may just kill all of us this game, so hey, you know, don't feel bad.
Oh, boy. Okie doke. That takes us to slow turns.
All right, I'll go in slow. Now, he can't see me from here? Now, when he hit me, was that just because he did an area attack?
Fist of Fury.
You only rated, what, a quarter of your health?
And I'm going to attack.
You only quarter health?
Yes, sir.
Nineteen is it.
Nine points.
Really close to dropping. Anybody else going to go on slow?
Yeah.
Did you go fast?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Okay. Anybody else going on slow? Once, twice?
Yeah, I got to move. How close am I?
To him? You're 2 yards
away. I'm like in his reach, but he's out of reach for me, right?
You have quick reflexes, which lets you use a triggered action on your turn to hide or retreat. So you could have moved 5 yards last on your first turn without triggering that free attack.
He didn't trigger free when he skirmished.
Right. Okay. Just so you know.
I used skirmish, right?
Right.
Yeah, I didn't quite realize I was moving within his reach is the problem.
You can still retreat in the slow phase. You can retreat and then fire your, retreat's a move as an action. You can retreat and then continue moving even further deeper in the woods if you wanted to.
You could, because he's going to retreat, actually do it, he can retreat, move, and fire.
Yeah.
All three.
Yeah? All right, let's do that.
All right.
Well, you could skirmish again.
Well, I'm not in reach, so I'd have to move.
You have to move into him.
Right, yeah. So you'd go one and then four away.
So you step in one, stab him, and then continue skirmishing away, then retreat.
And that doesn't cost anything extra? So can I do that? Move in one, dick stab, move back four,
retreat
then,
for five, and then...
You can still move if you wanted to.
And then still move.
They call that sounding.
Yeah. All right, let's do that.
All right.
So I'm going to move in one. I'm going to do the...
Can't trickery again because you already used it this round.
I have rogue cunning though, so I can
twice
use it again.
Yeah, nice. You can use it twice.
Moving in one, negating a bane.
Honestly, I think if you just
let's see. So that's a 16
all day.
Yeah. All right. What did I do last time?
2d6.
Yeah. With the rapier.
Ooh.
So that's a 11.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that with your pistol or with that with your
rapier? That's with my rapier. You now I'm moving away four for free.
Yep.
And I'm retreating.
For what's your speed?
Quick reflexes?
Yeah,
my speed is 10.
So that's five more. And do you have a preference on where you go?
Let's keep moving towards Dugan.
You're right there.
I'm there already?
I mean, you're
right there. Oh, that is me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's get... What are you again?
I'm a dwarf magician.
Not much to hide behind.
No, there's not.
I'm not that big either, so...
Hide behind Diddle's corpse.
Where's Diddle?
Laying there in the middle of the
road. Down already.
Yeah.
Too far away for me to heal.
Yeah.
I'm apparently just terrible at this game. It's not just the characters I make, it's just me.
You get fisted twice.
Instead of move from there, I just shoot him. Can I do that?
Not again. Not until next turn.
Yeah, can't double it. So my other option is just to move as far away as possible.
Pretty much. Although you're, at this point, you're out of line of sight. You could also hide.
Yeah. Could I do that as my movement? Just
you do that with, instead of rolls,
roll for sneaky. I do that, but I would have to move five closer then, right?
But you moved one, two, three, four. That puts you there. You
can so I haven't retreated yet.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, let's just do a hide.
All right. Don't forget your boots for being sneaky.
Yeah, there we go. That's 16.
That's enough. You're hit. Okay. All right. Anybody else going on slow?
I think that's all we got.
All right. End of the round. We have a fate roll for him and crossbow for you.
15, 20.
20 is a hit. Number two.
Yes. Is it by five?
It is by five.
3, 6, 11 damage.
He drops.
All right.
Penis.
Is that the guy you were attacking? Mm-hmm. Okay. Everybody did. Except
for me.
Yours is next.
Oh, man, I thought about
it. Yeah, I'm going after. Actually, I'm probably going to try to get Diddle up next.
It's a good plan.
I was gonna say, I have a shit ton of healing potions.
I've got five on me.
You got more than I do.
Jack off until he gets up. All right, fast turns.
That'll do it.
Jack off.
I want to go fast. I'm going to. What am I going to do? I'm going to cast Caltrops.
All right.
5-yard circle on the ground with a 5-yard radius centered on a point anywhere within medium range. So I'm going to center it so that it's on the two guys that are not right in combat, so that they're like on the edges of it. Does that make sense? I don't want any of my dudes in it.
Right. So you need to go back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, which get you in it.
Can you get it here and get these two guys?
Yeah, that's what I'm.
You want to do those?
Yeah, it's those two guys there.
All right.
So like here.
So there.
Yeah.
But he doesn't want Diddle in it, right?
Roll a d6.
He actually automatically succeeds with a 6 when I use a triggered action on my turn.
Okay.
And so you heal 1 point at the end of the round.
That's not nearly enough.
It's one. Because he's named the
gift horse.
No, I was in the negatives.
There is no negatives.
You just come at the 0 and go to 1.
Yep, so that's destroy death, by the way. Then I'm going to move it to the F, so it's just so the Diddle's on the good side of the caltrops.
All right, so he's here.
Yeah, just go there. 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, there you go.
There. 1, 2, 3. All right. So it's that ring there. All right.
All right.
I'm going to go fast. Here. I'm going to cast darkness in the exact same spot he put his caltrops. 5-yard radius.
Big bulb of darkness there. All right.
All right. Does not take immediate damage.
Okay. Anybody else going fast? All righty. They're kind of futzing around. They're going to wait till slow. Number one is. I can reach Dustin, so we're going to go ahead and give you a Christmas goose early.
That was named Dixie.
Ooh, that's balls on my chin. That is a 12 defense.
Miss.
Hail Satan. Miss.
Hail Indy.
Slow turns.
Can I, like, pop out of hiding, shoot him, and then hide again?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's do that.
Get an extra boon for your attack.
Extra boon.
Because you're hiding and he doesn't know you're there.
And since you're not skirmishing, you get your benefits from trickery and all that bullshit, so you're good to go there too.
Can I just double up on trickery and have, well...
You can use trickery twice per round, right?
So I can't use it twice.
I mean, if you wanted one, to, but I...
Yeah. Alright, so...
Double trickery.
I got a boon for hiding and then a boon for trickery.
Yep.
Yeah?
Yep.
And then pistols, I can use my agility mod, mm-hmm. right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, 19?
19, all day long.
And then just 2d6.
No, you're going to do 3d6.
How's that?
You attack with a boon?
Yes, right? So dirty tricks?
Dirty tricks, and then trickery gives you a d6. If you attack with one boon from this talent, your attack deals 1d6 extra damage.
I forgot about that. Okay.
3d6. Yeah.
She's a total of 4. Okay. Well, that's still
nine.
Nine. Nine.
All right. 999. He's injured at least.
And then,
the pistol goes off, fills the air with a crack sound.
Sneak
and
again. Yeah, I got it.
Good. Yeah. All right. Good job. Right. Good job. Anybody else going up slow?
Yeah, I'm a...
You can diddle around, diddle.
That's what I'm doing.
I move towards that thing and then engage him with
he's
my
whipping
sword.
Up his healing potion.
Got it.
I'm going to put it on your
no, you got a point.
I gave you a point.
You're
right.
After the end of the round.
No, that's last round.
At the end of that round, you started this round with one hit point.
Oh, that's beautiful.
You can actually
go. Five.
Okay.
Yeah, you're up and rock and roll. You're ready to rare.
That's a whole extra d6.
It's kind of like a reverse heal. When you try and save yourself, I automatically make you succeed.
Damn. What level spell is that?
Nicely done.
Same rank, 0 life.
All right. He is weebling wobbling. You cut him deep in the
that comes in
dick, and there's blood everywhere.
A hot dog in the microwave.
It looks like a liver's leaking out the side of his schlong. It's terrible.
5. All right. He's probably one away too far, but I cheated.
So, I guess I misunderstood. I guess I'm up now. So
you are.
I'm going to catch my breath.
He's mostly dead.
To blaze!
I'll heal myself for 10 points.
True love, Rob.
And how much is a healing potion?
Healing rate at the end of the round.
Okay, so I'm going to check a healing potion, too.
Beautiful. All right.
I'll be out of those. And is that my turn?
I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Another move.
Yeah, you can move.
I would like to move.
The thing is, he's in its reach, but the thing can't see him.
I will move away from those two people, because Diddle wants to create art.
Got it.
And not die here. In the Dick Forest.
In the Dick Forest.
If you do die, we'll make art out of you, though. I promise.
In the round. Taxi cab. Take us home. I don't know what that means.
I don't either. But I'm going to shoot the two-headed monkey over there. That is a 25.
Hit by 5.
It's 14 damage.
And he drops.
Put that guy right in the dick hole.
All right. Fast turns. Oh, my guys didn't take it. Give me the damage for the moving through cultures.
All right. Well, let's see. If you move through or enter the area, you need a success on an agility challenge roll.
2 makes.
Okay.
All right. Well,
nothing happens.
They flee.
All right.
But they like run into each other first, right? And then
right.
Like,
whoa, whoa, whoa! And then they turn around.
And then they run in opposite directions and flee.
They form a set of caduceus.
All right, let's take a break. The two creatures of the four before the other two ran off. The two corpses are on the ground and their bodies are twitching, venting blood on the ground. They're still warm.
Anything of value on them?
They're not carrying anything. They were using their fists to
match the rocks.
So they were pretty much the loincloth, and that was it.
There was no loincloth.
Oh, they were just naked as fuck.
Their poot ends were fully extended, looking for a sheath to put them in.
Flared head.
Would you look at that?
Their shame. Their shame was right out there.
So they have priapism still?
Yes. At least 4 hours.
If not, we need to call their doctor.
I don't think they have one.
All right, I'm going to...
And you don't want to meet it if they do.
Get rid of that one, that one, that one, that one. That's the same as healing that.
You should take one of them, drop it off, and use it as a club.
And one healing potion, and I am healed.
Oh, crap.
Anybody else
people
have
with a
your death cut off.
Make a tent out of it.
More than half out of health, still.
Right. You still got any potion still, or are you done out of them?
I only had one.
All right, I can give you a potion, and
I'll
then I heal you twice.
So you
heal a total of 2 healing surges.
Sweet.
Where did that come from? Healing surges? You degenerate?
I'm just trying to fuck with you, man. I said like 3 times before he said anything.
Good thing I'm almost at most of
my close enough.
Yeah, well, we switch over to other game systems. We can mock them. Yeah, versus. Yeah, let's be nice to me.
Heal 2 healing rates. Technically, 1 healing rate and a half healing rate and a half healing rate.
Done?
Anybody else need anything?
I can
probably
take
use a potion myself.
I'm gonna take a healing rate.
Good.
All right, good.